Good morning. This is Pastor Raymond Gordon, St. Matthew's Baptist Church, Williamstown, New Jersey, and welcome to our Monday Morning Motivation. Today, I want to talk about getting dressed for dedication and deliverance. Getting dressed is a daily maneuver in which all of us exercise as we put clothes on in the morning, and what we do, we take our dirty clothes off, we take off our clothes that may be affected by lint or whatever, spots. And what we tend to do in getting dressed is to match our colors and to make sure we're clean. And spiritually, one of God's strongest metaphors is that of getting dressed. God says, put off, put on. And in Ephesians chapter 4, around the 17th verse, the Apostle Paul is giving us some indication of grave clothes. Now, grave clothes are clothes that the dead wear. We call them grave clothes because they're futile. There's a futility to one's life. They're grave clothes because they're fleshly. And they're grave clothes because they are what fallen creatures wear. All of us tend to hide and have humiliation, and we tend to hurt, and we need healing. And what God wants us to do is to put on these grave clothes, that we're not blind, but we're blessed. We're not in darkness, but we are delivered. And each morning, we got to make a choice. And what Paul does in chapter 4 of Ephesians, right around verse 17, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, listen to this, in the vanity, the emptiness of their mind. We can be saved and still have a mind that's empty. Okay, it's empty because we're not following the dictates of God. He says, having our understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. Now notice, He doesn't talk about the blindness of eyes. He's talking about the blindness of hearts, the blindness of the mind. And 2 Corinthians 4, Satan blinds the minds of the unsaved so they cannot metaphorically see true light. And it is here that in verse 20, Paul says, but ye have not so learned Christ. How do we know when we are learning and growing in Christ? Well, And he begins to explain that first, it starts with a choice. Every day, we should have private devotions with our Lord. Every day, we should make a choice, amen, to walk in truth, to walk a transformed life, where we're transferring truth and the Word of God to our walk. And the context of Ephesians 4 is the walk of the believer, the life, how we live, how we think, how we reason, how our relationships function. He's dealing with this matter of walk, and it starts off with a choice in verse 22, put off the former man, the old man, put off the old man. Now many times Christians get a little solidified, and we don't want to confess that we still can operate under the old. I know at times I do. When I'm not totally yielded to God, when I'm not focused on Jesus Christ, I can go back easy to that old man, that old mindset, that old nature, Romans 6 and 7, amen, where I am stuck with me, myself, and I. My feelings, my future, my fears, all of that is the old man. And he's saying, you got to make a choice. You got to put away that former old man, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So the first thing, he's dealing with our mind. We got to get our minds on Christ. We got to get our minds in Christ. We got to get our minds through Christ. And then he moves from the choice to the challenge. And here's the challenge for you today, verse 23. And he says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on, get dressed. Because we're naked, get dressed, because we're wearing grave clothes like Lazarus wore in John chapter 11, when Jesus called him back from the dead. That's a microcosm of salvation. Jesus calls us out of death into life. But when he came forth, he was bound by grave clothes. And then Jesus said, loosing. And you need to understand that the loosing process is just that, a process. It takes time for the Holy Spirit to give us victory as to these grave clothes that we keep wearing. The fleshly thoughts, the attitudes, the appetites, the addictions, all that stuff are grave clothes. These are grave clothes that we tend to wear and not even know we're wearing them, okay? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, 1 John chapter 2, the love for this world system that's ungodly and controlled by Satan. And he says that the challenge is put away, verse 23, lying. And he uses this word let six times, which is critical from verses 23 to 31. Let denotes that God has given us the inner power to walk away from this stuff. God has given us the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Holy Spirit, that God has given us the paraclete, the parakletos, that God has said, you can walk away from this if you really want to. Put away lying. And then he says, let truth be your speech. Don't let anger exist. Let a man labor and not lie. Let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth. Let all bitterness go away from you. And look, be kind one to another. And then the interesting thing is, he not only deals with a choice and a challenge, but finally he closes with a channel. That is verse 32. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. We need to undress the filth. We need to dress in the faith, believe in God. We need to undress the attitudes, aptitudes, and addictions, and we need to dress in the strength of Almighty God. Today as you walk, today as you live, today as you go, change your clothes. Some of them stink. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day. Thank you.